Welcome to Equity Guru's Biotech Break with your host, Ethan Reyes.
Someone in the world develops dementia every 3 seconds. Alzheimer's disease and other dementia-related disorders affect 50 million people around the world, and that number is expected to double to 131 million by 2050. That is, unless companies like Promise Neurosciences can do the unthinkable. Alzheimer's disease and other dementia-related disorders affect 50 million people around the world, and that number is expected to increase to 131 million by 2050, that is, unless companies like Promise Neurosciences can do the unthinkable. See, our understanding of Alzheimer's has changed drastically since its discovery in 1906 by Dr. Alois Alzheimer. While the good doctor believed it was the buildup of plaque which caused the disease, there are now many competing theories on where exactly Alzheimer's comes from. The truth is, we don't know. It's largely understood that certain genes or environmental factors increase the likelihood of getting Alzheimer's, but experts believe it's a lack of information about the disease, which is why treatments have proven so unsuccessful. Here's Eugene Williams with Promise Neurosciences on where Big Pharma has it wrong in the fight against Alzheimer's.
We've learned a tremendous amount scientifically about what the real target needs to be for therapy. That was not understood very well years ago. Most of the programs that have failed in Alzheimer's were focused on the wrong target, plaque. Plaque is not the root cause. Plaque of amyloid doesn't kill neurons. It's toxic oligomers. It's a different form of beta amyloid and tau, the toxic oligomers that actually kill neurons. Now, the other reason why it's difficult to treat, obviously you need to know the correct target first, but then secondly, it's very, very difficult to create antibody therapies that highly selectively target the toxic oligomer. Those toxic oligomers are outnumbered by other forms of that same protein in the brain, and most antibody design approaches can't distinguish between those different forms. What Promise is bringing to the table is a unique technology platform to design antibodies that are highly selective only for the toxic oligomer. That gives us a chance to work where others have failed.
The fact is, Alzheimer's, like other neurodegenerative diseases, is a money pit. Billions of dollars have been spent in search of a cure with little to show for it. Steve Brozak of Forbes said in a 2018 article that of all the drug candidates approved for clinical trials between 2002 and 2012, over 99% have failed, and most aim to simply alleviate symptoms or just delay Alzheimer's disease. The minds behind Promise say pharmaceutical companies like Biogen were going after plaque buildups in the brain instead of toxic oligomers. Therefore, Promise is developing antibody candidates to selectively target these toxic oligomers, essentially misfolded proteins which form the plaque. The company describes its latest antibody candidate, PMN310, as possessing superior selectivity for amyloid beta toxic oligomers, or ABOs. Researchers at Promise also feel that the biotechnology firm's proprietary discovery platform gives them the ability to isolate novel therapeutic targets on various ABOs responsible for multiple neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, and other dementias like Lewy body. If their approach turns out to be correct, this small-cap bioscience play may just succeed in providing the world's first workable therapy for a horrible disease that costs the globe $1 trillion, US, per year. But it's still early days for Promise, and to be frank, they're up against the odds. Bigger and badder companies have emptied war chests chasing the same goal, and there's no cure in sight. Sure, it's greenfield research, and there's a lot of risk, but the stakes are as high as they can get, so the payoff must be enormous as well. The question is, will Promise fulfill that promise? Time, trial, and science will tell. For Equity Guru, I'm Ethan Reyes.
You've been listening to Equity Guru's Biotech Break. See you next time.